This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The jury began deliberating today in the trial against Aurora Fire paramedics who administered ketamine to Elijah McClain. As CPR's Tony Gorman reports, McClain's mother and community advocates say their expectations are low.
During closing arguments, the defense attorneys pointed to systemic issues in law enforcement as a reason that Jeremy Cooper and Peter Chakuniak injected Elijah McClain with a large dose of ketamine. Supporter Medean Holmes says the defense tried to sell a fairy tale of care to the jury.
The closing remarks marked yet another narrative of rationalization, of an attempt to pretend that there was care for Elijah, that there was an intent to center him and his health.
Both paramedics face felony charges of reckless manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
The jury has just been released. They'll be convening tomorrow at 8:30 in the morning. The head of the Colorado GOP says he's hopeful the U.S. Supreme Court will overturn this week's ruling disqualifying former President Trump from the state's primary ballot. Dave Williams.
You had four unelected judges who were appointed by the opposition party taking away the right of people to vote for the candidate they want to vote for. That's un-American.
Williams says that if Trump is cut off the primary ballot, his party will attempt to switch to a caucus to select its nominee instead. Colorado's Secretary of State has said that's not allowed under state law. This is CPR News. Stay with us. It's just about 5:06.